All right, it's time for Coordinator's Corner with defensive coordinator Keith Butler this week. And after five games, where do you see your defense right now?
We need a lot of growth in terms of our run defense. Everybody knows that. You know, if you look at stat-wise where we're at in the league and stuff like that, you know, it's not where I want to be for sure. I want to be a lot higher in terms of stopping a run. I mean, we've given up two games of, you know, 200 yards or more running the football. That's way too much. That's way too much.
Pick the mic up. Uh-huh. Are you talking about Chicago and
right
in this past game?
Yeah.
So what's missing from the run defense?
Well, the Chicago game is a little bit more like tackling and stuff like that, but this game we just didn't fit well. We didn't fit the run gaps well as we should have. The 90-yard run was a, you know, guys at the end trying to stop them and not really doing what they're supposed to. And they took upon themselves to try to blitz and hit some gaps and stuff like that instead of reading what was going on with the offense. And they hit a 90-yarder on us. You know, that killed us. But really, we were doing pretty good against the run up until the third quarter when we really needed to stop them. Mm-hmm. And they got a couple of drives on us. They held the ball. They ran the ball 12 straight times, something like that. They held the ball when we knew they were going to run the football. We needed to stop them, and we didn't execute the defense.
Can that sometimes, especially speaking of the Jacksonville game in particular, a case where guys are just trying to do too much when you're on the field a lot, the offense is turning it over, and you're playing from behind?
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, sometimes your defense has to win games for you. Offense is not always going to win games for you. Your defense has to sometimes. And, you know, of course they got all the turnovers and stuff like that. We got one turnover. We needed more turnovers. But it doesn't mean we have to let them score a bunch of points. You know, they scored some points that were when we were on the field a couple of times. But, I mean, there at the end, we got to stop them and get our offense the ball back we let them hold the ball too long.
Did you think when Ryan Shazier had that interception at the end of the second half that was going to bring some life to the whole team, not just the defense, and hopefully turn things around?
We were hopeful that, yeah, you know, if we can get a score, and we did get a score off of it, we, I think.
3 points.
Yeah, 3 points. You'd like to see seven, but, you know, scoring is scoring. So we were in position to win the football game going into the second half, and we really needed to do well in the second half, and we didn't. I think the first one was three and out. Then after that, they came back and got a few first downs on us, running the football, keeping possession of the ball, and we have to do a better job of getting it back.
All right, so if run defense is something you want to see improve and your players agree with you, what's one thing that you like about the defense after 5 weeks?
Well, I think we've been fairly aggressive in terms of getting after the quarterback and stuff like that. But in order for us to get after the quarterback even more, we have to stop the run. It always rotates around stopping the run, getting them in passing situations where we know they're going to pass, and so we can put pressure on the quarterback and hopefully – get some turnovers. And, you know, as we look at the stats, a lot of those stats are meaningless, but the most important stat is turnover takeaway ratio, if you think about it. And right now ours isn't good. And we have to get the ball back either by turnovers or we got to pressure the quarterback and stop them on third down. Those couple things right there, you know, our third down efficiency has got to be better.
I know we've talked about Mike Hilton so many times from mm-hmm. this offseason through training camp to now, but what is he giving this defense and what have you seen from him?
Well, he's a threat off the corner in terms of blitzes and stuff like that. They can't always use protection to, you know, take away Cam or take away Tuitt or take away Bud or take away TJ. And so you know, we put our defense in position where we can bring him off the edge a little bit. They got to pay a little bit of attention to him. Then we can work on other people with our other guys.
When you deal with an ugly loss, especially when it's at home and
right.
just the whole game felt like it wasn't going anyone's way,
right.
is it easier or harder to move on to a team like Kansas City that's undefeated, playing really well, and it's in their home stadium that, by the way, is extremely loud?
Yes, by the way, they were in our division when I played at Seattle, so I've been there a few times.
You've dealt with it.
I've dealt with it, and I would say this, that out of the 9 times we played them there, it might have been 10 times, we were in the same division back then, way back then.
Back in the day.
Seattle was in the AFC, yes, they were. Back when they had 30 teams, and there were five teams in each division. We were in the AFC West, and we always had to go there to play. And out of 10 years, I think we won one game there. And so it's a very difficult place to play. We beat them there last year in the playoffs. Mm. Yeah, but we had to, hold them down. And they're good offense. And, we end up kicking, five or six field goals and winning the game. 18 to 16 or something like that, I believe the game was. And then to stop them, we had to stop them on a two-point conversion. And then Ben had to get a first down, and we did. So it was a very tight game. It's going to be a tight game. We're going to give them our best. I'm not worried about our guys being up for this game. I know they will be. They're kind of embarrassed about this last ball game. If they're not, they should be. And so I think they'll play hard.
Playing there as a player and being there as a coach, what mm-hmm. is the key to playing at Arrowhead when you're not the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you've got to be in sync with – you got to play good team defense. And in order to do that, you got to be in sync with each other, knowing where everybody's supposed to be and if we're going to make any checks in terms of what they're doing or what they're trying to do. We got to be very, very aware of what they like to do and what kind of offense they are, the misdirection stuff they use, the speed that they have at different positions, the running back that they have. They are, I think, the number one rushing team in the NFL right now, I believe. I'd have to look that up, but I think they're either one or two. So, we've already gone against Jacksonville, was way up there, too. I think mm-hmm. they were second. And this team is first, so... we gotta play and stop the run and get our offense the ball back. Our offense is very capable. I got a lot of confidence in our offense.
Is Kansas City's success just as simple as not turning the ball over and being balanced?
That and be able to run the football, yes. They can run the football and keep you off guard. I mean, they can keep the third downs in manageable yardage, not third and longs and stuff like that. Third and long for an offense is really not good in this league. There's a lot of things that can happen. It's hard to get the first down. You got to expose yourself to a good pass rush or something like that. And then, the quarterback gets hit and fumbles and turnovers and stuff like that usually happen on third and long.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much on third and four and under, Then the percentages of the offense getting the first down goes up tremendously once they get to that position. So, I'm sure they'll try to Kansas City will try to keep the ball and make it where it's makeable third downs for them when they get to third down instead of getting third and long. So our thing is we got to get them third and long.
What's the key for your team this week? What are you going to be preaching to the defense?
Same as I always do, run to the football and do your job. Just do your job. You don't have to worry about being a big playmaker or being the star of the team. If you do your job, you will end up making plays. And more than that, we've got to be unselfish as a defense. And if you're unselfish as a defense, you'll do your job, then you'll try to help your buddy.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.